Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Life giver, light bearer, great physician. News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. Mark 1:28. Good news has a way of getting around. If you were to begin a ministry to hurting people, word would spread and you, like Jesus, would never lack an audience. But the price of serving is often suffering and inconvenience, as Jesus exemplified. And as Eusebius acknowledged 1,700 years ago, you must first count the cost. Walk with Eusebius, a man considered the father of church history. A devoted physician to save the lives of the sick, sees the horrible danger, yet touches the infected place, and in treating another man's troubles brings suffering on himself. But we were not merely sick or afflicted with horrible wounds and ulcers already festering. We were actually lying among the dead when Christ saved us from the very abyss of death. Alone, he took hold of our most painful, perishing nature. Alone, he endured our sorrows. Alone, he took upon himself the retribution for our sins. When we were lying in tombs and graves, he raised us up, saving us and giving us his Father's blessings without measure. He is the life giver, the light bringer, our great physician and King and Lord, the Christ of God. Today's New Testament reading is Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 45.
They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an impure spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching, and with authority. He even gives orders to impure spirits, and they obey him." News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak, because they knew who he was. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I've come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere.
To bring life, Jesus willingly faced death. To offer comfort, he endured inconvenience. To touch the sorrowing, he shared their sorrow. Now he calls on you to extend help to those who hurt. By a word, a touch, a smile, and unexpected kindness. It is not hard to find people who are hurting. In fact, those willing to search will find them all around: widows and orphans, the sick and bereaved, the lonely and neglected. All need to hear the good news that there is a great physician. But let the word get out that you are looking for those who hurt, and you, like Jesus, may find yourself permanently popular. So, how will you help the hurting today?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.